What's up, fellas? So today we're here to talk about credit. All right, we want to talk about the importance of credit and how to build it. Now, guys, let me tell y'all guys something. You cannot claim to be a fucking high-value male walking around with a 550 credit score. It's just the bottom fucking line, guys. Guys, credit is just as important as cash, and in some instances, is actually better than cash, all right? Because guys, essentially right now, what credit is, what your credit score is another form of a fucking background check. That's right, guys. When you go apply for car insurance, or when you go put a job application in, most of these places now run a credit check on you, all right? Some of them don't even run a background check. They just, what that credit score is, all right? When you apply for a car insurance, they don't run a background check. They don't have to. They can tell everything about your character from your credit. All right, listen, guys. Listen right here. I was up here in New York for a long time, and I tell you guys, I was living in a fucking basement, right? But I had started making money 4 or 5 years ago. All right, but I still was in the basement for a couple of more years. Why? Credit was fucked up. You get what I'm saying? It didn't matter that I was making money. It didn't matter that I was making $650. What that fucking credit score like? That's what they wanted to know, all right? And I'm gonna tell you guys why. Up here in New York, they got squatter rights, all right? And what that is, guys, is once you move into a place, it's like hell to get you up out of there. So if you move in New York and you lose your job, it'll take these folks 1 to 2 years to get your ass up out of here. It's not like down south. When I was home in Alabama, shit, 2-3 months, they'd be putting your shit out on the curb. But right now, if I was to stop paying rent, it'll be 2020 before they can get my ass up out of here, guys. All right? So somewhere in New York, it don't matter how much money you got. Even if you wanted to pay the rent up for a year. Yeah, okay, you paid the rent up for a year. But what about the year after that? All right, what are we going to do then? All right? So some people would do it, but a lot of places still don't want to do it. They want to look at that fucking credit score. All right? So, guys, the reason why credit score is basically another form of a background check. Let's take a look at credit for a second, right? All right, let's break this down. Let's take a look at credit, all right? So it either shows that you're irresponsible, all right, which means that you don't take life serious, which means that if you owe somebody something, that you don't take it in as some serious that needs to be paid back. I'll tell you guys a quick story right quick. When I came up here, I applied for the AC refrigeration license, right? So I went to the office, the financial aid office, and the lady said, okay, at that point, I still had an old school loan that hadn't went into deferment yet. The lady said, don't let this go into deferment. I called them and set up a payment plan. Me not knowing nothing about credit and knowing about deferment and defaults and all this and other stuff, I didn't know that about credit at the time. I just brushed it off. Had I contacted those people, that would have kept that from going on my record as a default. It still would have been late payments, but a late payment ain't as a default. A default is horrible, all right? And so the bottom line with this right here, guys, that you see how I didn't give a fuck to call those people and pay what I owed? I basically just didn't give a shit and went to default. And now that thing is just now coming off my damn credit score, all right, guys? So first of all, for any of you college guys that have old school loans and stuff like this here, don't ever let those things go into default. All right, that shit will ride with you for 7 fucking years. That shit will keep your credit score down for 7 fucking years. For 7 fucking years, it kept my ass, I ain't gonna say it kept me in the basement for the whole goddamn 7 years, but it kept me in the basement for a long fucking time. Cause up here in New York, most places would not let you live there with nothing less than a 700 credit score. They don't even care what you make. Oh, you make 150 grand a year? What's your credit score? Oh, you saved 5 kids from a burning house last year? What's your credit score? Oh, you best friend with President Trump? What's your credit score? That's all they care about. Up here in New York, credit score is vital, guys. All right, so I want you guys to understand that, and I know a lot of you guys are young, you need to take this credit score shit serious. If you owe a whole old hospital bill or something, make sure you set up payment plans. Do not go in fucking default, all right? Take all your debts serious, guys. All right, so first thing you need to know, that if you got bad credit, the best way, the fastest way to improve it, guys, is to get a secured card, all right? A secured card. I do not like those credit builder cards, Credit One, First Premier, and all that shit. I did those, guys. And what they do is they charge you a monthly fee, a monthly maintenance fee, all right? $10, $15, all this other bullshit just to maintenance your card. So you don't want to do those. You would rather do a Capital One secured card or something like that. That's where you front up your money first, $300, $500, put it in a secured card. It's your money, so they don't give a fuck. It's your money. If you run your ass off, hey, you ran off with your own goddamn $300. But the credit bureau counts that as a credit card. So let's hypothetically say you got a $500 secured credit card, all right? Do that, guys. It's very important. If you don't got credit and start thinking like, well, I don't want to use credit, I want to use cash. Guys, credit is very important. I just laid out reasons the importance of credit. All right, some places you can't even fucking move. And some jobs, y'all guys, you know, on your purpose and you want to get these high-paying jobs and shit this hell. Most of these high-paying jobs run a credit check. All right, they don't even care about your background. Oh, you killed six people. What's his credit score? Because they know credit score tells a lot about your fucking character, all right? So that's the bottom fucking line, guys. So you need to take the credit score shit serious. So if you don't got a credit card, get one today. I didn't say wait till tomorrow. I didn't say wait till the night. When you get through watching this video, go to Credit One and apply for a secured credit card, all right? It's your own fucking money, so it don't make them no never mind. All right, so you got $500 credit card. All right, so the first thing you want to know about credit, guys, is utilization and missed payments and shit, paying on time. Those are the most critical errors of payment, credit cards, all right, or credit. Now, I don't say credit, of credit. Paying on time and the utilization of your credit cards. All right, so let's hypothetically say you got a $500 credit card, all right? The number one contributor is utilization. Keep that shit under 10% if you can, all right? So the $500 credit card, you would want to keep that under $50, all right? That would be under 10%, all right? So keep it under $50. Remember, now the first time this reports to your credit bureau, watch your credit score jump tremendously. The first month, most people, when they get a credit card and they keep it under 10%, the very first month, usually their credit score jumps 75%. Right off the fucking bat, guys. If you got a $550 credit score right now, and you go apply for a secured credit card and you keep it under 10%, the first time it reports to the credit bureau, you're going to probably get a 75% jump right off the fucking bat. At least 50%. I say probably 75% right off the bat. Even though it's your money, even though it's a secured card, right off the bat, you're going to get that big jump. I'm not saying it's going to jump like that every time. I'm talking about that initial jump is going to jump high. You might be at a 620, 625 after that first reporting to the credit bureau, guys. Right off the fucking bat, all right? Now, if you got missed payments or defaults, and then you can fucking do about that, the only thing you got to do now is you got to wait 7 years till it come off your record. But all with going forward, make sure everything is paid on fucking time. All right? So that's the number one thing with that, guys. Now, here's the next thing you need to know, guys. Every six months, you want to apply for another credit card. All right? The reason being, guys, is the more credit cards you can accumulate, the less those less payments mean, all right? So if, hypothetically speaking, let's say you got 5 credit cards, right? All right, that's gonna take down, that missed payment is gonna mean less and less with the more credit cards you have, all right? That, if you only got 2 accounts, that missed payment gonna mean a lot. But if you got 10 accounts, that missed payment ain't gonna mean as much because it's spread out over 10 counts. All right, guys? So the more credit cards you have, the better. I know people think that the less credit cards you got, the better. It's actually the more credit cards you got because credit companies and stuff like that, they look at that as you being responsible that you're able to manage so many accounts. All right? I know a lot of people think the less is the better, but actually the more credit cards. And the reason I say apply for a credit card every 6 months, guys, make sure it's a credit card that you can apply for. All right, if you got a 600 fucking credit score, don't go apply for a Chase Sapphire credit card or a fucking Platinum goddamn American Express card. All right, be realistic, stick to the lower tier stuff, maybe apply for the Chase Freedom or something like that, guys. Apply for cards that's in your fucking range or something like that. Check the Credit Karma and see which credit cards you can apply for, all right? It don't make no sense to go out and try to apply for a fucking Chase Sapphire Reserve with a 600 fucking credit score, all right? Don't be trying to apply for these upper tier credit cards and your ass barely got a 600 credit score, all right? So like they say, Stay in your league, all right? You got to build up to that. Those are upper tier credit cards, all right? Those are credit cards that is best to probably have over a 750 credit score or something like that. It's been people that got those credit scores with less, but just to be on the safe side, you don't want no inquiry and you don't get the fucking credit card, all right? So, and an inquiry, guys, is when you apply for any credit. If you go apply for a car loan, that's an inquiry. If you go apply for a credit card, that's an inquiry. So you don't want to be getting all these inquiries and you getting denied and you got all these fucking inquiries on your fucking credit score, all right? So keep your inquiries to shit that you know that you probably can get approved for. In other words, don't go out and try to apply to get a fucking Maybach with a fucking 600 credit score, all right? Stick to the Honda Civic. Stay in your league, all right? So that's the number one thing you need to know about that, guys, is to pay on time and keep your utilization very fucking low, all right? Now, here's the thing, guys. I look at credit as emergency funds. I don't look at credit as something that's free money or I want to go max out all my credit cards and all this and other shit or whatever the case may be, all right? I look at credit as emergency, that I know that, okay, if the worst case scenario happens, I know I got all this available credit as an emergency behind my money, all right? And another reason why you want to apply for a credit card every 6 months, guys, is you want to stay. Most credit card companies now do that 5/24 rule, all right? And especially Chase, but a lot of companies are adopting it too also, where they don't want you applying for more than five credit cards in a 24-month, open up five credit cards more in a two-year period, all right? So if you do one every 6 months, that'll be four every two years, and that way you won't get caught up into that 5/24 rule, all right? And like I said, you want to make sure that you do this because you don't want to be applying for shit you can't get approved. So if you apply for six credit cards in a year, now you just did an inquiry for nothing when you're probably going to get denied because you don't open up too many accounts in a short period of time, all right? You don't want to be wasting inquiries. They're not a big ding on your credit score, but nonetheless, they do count. Another thing, guys, is interest rate. All right, this is another big thing about credit scores. Interest rate. All right, another thing. Let's hypothetically say I got a 700 credit score, right? And I go apply for a house. Let's say this guy over here got a 780 credit score. He gonna get a better interest rate than me, all right? The interest rates breaks down in brackets, all right? So the 700 credit score break down in the good bracket. The 780 credit score would break down in the excellent bracket, all right? So he would get the best interest rate, which is going to cost you thousands of fucking dollars. If you're going to do a house and you're going to do a 30-year fixed mortgage, guys, and let's hypothetically say you got a $300,000 house, all right? And that's good just depending on where you at. If you're down south, a $300,000 house is good. If you're up here in New York, your ass going to be staying in a fucking shack. But nonetheless, guys, a $300,000 house with a 30-year fixed mortgage, his interest rate gonna be way up here, very cheap. And my interest rate, even though I got a good credit score, that's gonna cost me thousands over those 30 years, guys, just off the interest rate. If you go apply for a car and you get it, and let's hypothetically say your credit score is good, 700, and this guy over here credit score is 780, he's gonna get the excellent interest rate. You're gonna get the good credit interest rate, which means that he's gonna save thousands, at least hundreds, over that 4 or 5 or 6 year car payment, all right? Probably thousands, just depending on how expensive the car is, guys, all right? So if you wanna be a high, and let me explain it to y'all guys like this, for y'all guys don't think like, well, that's not a big deal. Let me explain it like this to y'all guys. If over the course of a year, and you invested in the stock market, what you trying to do is, you trying to make passive income. Well, you don't want to be giving away interest money because you're giving away passive income, all right? So don't think that it don't matter. It fucking matters, all right? If this guy over here is paying $700 a month for the same fucking car I got and I'm paying $925 just because he got a better interest rate, he's saving $225 a month for the same fucking car with the same fucking miles, but he just got a better interest rate. So I'm spending $200 more a month off a fucking interest rate for the same fucking car. That fucking matters, guys. He just saved $200 a month just off the interest rate. They look at him as a lower risk than me, all right? That's the same way why you pay more car insurance. They look at you as a higher risk than that person. Because they look at your credit score, it tells them a lot about your character, and so they just look at you as a high risk. Then the guy over here who got the great credit, they know that this person is on point. They take life very serious, they not irresponsible. They didn't just wake up and find a great credit score, all right? That means that they pretty much follow life to a T, all right? They are very stable and they're very responsible in life, all right? And so for you guys that think like, well, you know, people fall on hard times, man. What the fuck you mean? Things happen, this, that, other. True, but here's the thing. When a person who's responsible fall on hard times, they have a savings, all right? Because they live below their means. So when something happens to a person that's responsible, they have savings. When you irresponsible and you living right up to your means and you not saving them, well, that tells a person a lot about your character. You don't know how to live within your means. All right. So all this, even if you fall on hard times, it tells a person, your credit tells a fucking story. All right. Even if you fall on hard times or you lose your job, the responsible person, they're going to have a savings to hold them over. All right. The irresponsible person, they live right up to their fucking means. Don't save shit. Lose their job. They break their leg. They lose everything. And then they cry, you know, wolf and stuff like this here. It's because they don't know how to live. All right. When you guys max do your monthly budget and stuff for the month, you have to factor in a fucking savings, a safety fucking net. You have to factor that in. So let's hypothetically say you make $5,000 a month. You should be trying to save $500 a month, at least out of that. Let me just say $500 a month. So when you do your budget, you have to say, I make $4,500 a month. You have to look at that $500 as, it don't even, I didn't even make that. What was that? I don't even know what that is. That's, you don't even factor that into your budget. If you make $5,000 a month, factor that I make $4,500 a month, because $500 going into my savings account. All right? That's how you have to factor into that, guys. It's good to try to save 10% of your fucking money every fucking month. That's a good rule of thumb. Try to save 10% of your money every fucking month. You have to live within that. You have to live within that. All right. It's people that give churches 10% of their monthly income, guys. So I know you can save 10% if some people can give the church 10% of their monthly income. All right. And if you're not willing to do that, then that shows a lot about your character. That shows that you're very irresponsible and you don't know how to live. And that's why your ass play a higher interest rate. Because you don't know how to fucking live. You very irresponsible. You probably drink and drive. It tells a lot. I can see why credit score means so much to credit company. It tells a fucking story. Bottom fucking line. If you ever meet somebody that says they have bad credit, you need to probably look at them a little bit. You probably need to watch them a little bit. It tells you a little bit about their character. I guarantee you they're very irresponsible. They probably go to work late. They probably very irresponsible. I'm just going to leave it at that, guys. So even if you fall on hard time, guys, you should be able to have a savings to where you don't have to wreck your fucking credit score. That's how people wreck their fucking credit score. Something happens, they lose their job, they max out all their credit cards. All right, they fall on hard times for a little while, they max out all their fucking credit cards, and then they wreck their fucking credit score. When in actuality, you're supposed to have a savings for that. All right, guys, that's what I want to teach you guys about credit, man. Apply. If you don't have no credit card right now, stop looking at credit cards as the devil. They're not. You guys got to learn how to be fucking responsible. All right. You know, you guys, you can't stand to look at your bank statement. Oh, I got $1,000 in the bank. Oh, I can't have that. I got to go spend that. Some new joints coming out. You guys got to be able to learn how to look at money and not spend it. All right, you guys got to be able to have a $2,000-$3,000 credit card in your fucking pocket and not feel like, oh, I got to go buy something. You guys got to learn some responsibility. You guys have got to learn you don't got to fucking have every fucking thing you put your eyes on. Every time you get a dollar in your pocket, it's fucking burning your pocket. You got to get it the hell out your pocket. All right, you got to know how to listen. I don't even know how you sleep at night like that. I sleep good at night knowing, okay, if any of my clients drop me or if any patrons. If I lose a lot of patrons next week, I don't give a flying fuck. That's why I save. So I feel good. After I post this video, I don't give a fuck if 50 of y'all unpledged. I sleep good because I got money in the bank. And I got credit cards. I don't know how y'all sleep like that. I don't know how y'all don't save anything and live y'all life like that. Go to work, and hope and pray the boss don't lay you off today and you ain't got shit saved up. I don't know how y'all live like that. I sleep good at night knowing I don't care if YouTube take my channel away. Why y'all think I put those videos up on YouTube and shit like that? Because I don't care if they take it away. I got a savings. I don't worry about it. That's why I could care fucking less, guys. That's why I put it up there. I don't care if I'm taking it. I don't give a fuck. I got a savings. That's what my savings are for. I'll figure something out in the meantime. That's why I don't care. Alright, so that's the thing you guys need to understand, man. Savings is very important. Keep you, and the reason I'm talking about savings and a credit, because this is how people wreck their credit. For you guys that don't know, this is how people wreck their credit. Because something happens, they go max out all their credit cards, credit going to shit. Or something happens, they can't pay their rent, now they got a foreclosure or eviction on their credit score or something like this. This is how people wreck their credit score, because something happens. They ain't just wrecked it. Most people, guys, do not just wreck their credit score because they got bad shopping habits. Most people wreck their credit scores because something happens. And then if they lose their home or they lose their apartment or they have to max out all their credit cards. And that's what happens. That's why I want you guys saving so you can keep yourself out of that situation. All right, guys. I hope I cleared that up. Remember, credit is very important. Most jobs, most car insurances, most of these things, they run credit checks. Alright, you need to fucking know that. And if you're somewhere in New York, they don't give a fuck what you make. They don't give a fuck how much money you got in the bank. What's that credit score? Alright, guys. Like the video. Comment down below what you guys want to see next. Straighten out that fucking credit. Holla back.